You better leave Davis here.
Okay. I'm using the typewriter, but don't get nervous.
Go ahead.
All right. You've got the questions there.
I've got them.
All right. I don't know if they're in the same list as mine. So the first question, I believe, was you sort of moot as far as you're concerned. You do want to cut the budget, and you want to cut it by, what would it be, $26 billion?
Well, Steve, could I first say a statement in advance of all this?
Sure.
It seems to me that the most serious single problem facing the country is inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have inflation at the rate of 14% for 1979 and the first 2 months of this year it's steaming along at 18%. People can't get mortgages to buy homes. And anybody who saves sees their money just eroded away. That we've got very serious problems in this country. Now combined with that...
Excuse me, 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, someone's buzzing. 1 second. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, combined with that, combined with that, we have some of the major businesses in this country in very profound trouble, deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Chrysler, well known. Ford lost $1 billion on their domestic sales in 1979.
Uh-huh.
General Motors is closed, just permanently shut 2 plants.
Uh-huh.
U.S. Steel has shut 13 plants.
Okay.
There are 200,000 auto workers laid off.
Uh-huh.
IBM is, for the first time, is going out to borrow money. These are all symptoms, signs of trouble.
Okay.
Despite the increase, the drastic increases in Social Security this year and next year,
increases. Are you talking about payments or
payments? Yeah, tax on the workers.
The taxes.
Taxes.
Okay.
The old age part of the fund, of the Social Security fund, will be over nearly $3 billion in deficit. In other words, it'll be broke. That part of the fund. By the end of 81.
Okay.
Now, it's a very convenient for the president to say it's all due to the price of oil.
Uh-huh.
But the truth, that is not, absolutely not so. And it's... it's deceptive and false for him to try and peddle that to the country.
Okay.
We see Switzerland, Japan, and Germany all that import 100% of their oil.
Uh-huh.
with inflation at less at 4% or less.
With inflation at what?
4% or less.
Okay.
Now, on top of all these problems that we're facing, we have increased demands for defense spending.
Can I just ask you one thing
yeah.
right here? If it isn't oil, what is it?
It's the inability of the United States to balance its budget.
Which forces the U.S. to borrow more and...
That's right, and borrow money to print more money. Now, I'm giving you this background because you cannot consider the budget without understanding what's in back of it. The trade deficit in the country was $4.8 billion in January. The annual productivity in 1979 was only a 1% increase over the prior year. Where every other industrial nation has around a 3 to 6% increase in productivity. Now, with those facts in mind, I don't see how any responsible elected official can take his oath of office seriously. And continue to ignore the deficits this country's running.
Okay.
And it isn't enough to say any cut's going to hurt. And thus forget about it. It's also, at the same time, there's got to be a realization that this country must be made competitive in the international markets. And industrial machinery renewed, so that our workers can compete and thus keep their jobs. Now, what do? First of all, every effort must be made to reduce this year's deficit.
This year being fiscal 80, right?
Yeah, which we're halfway through.
Right.
Which is, the deficit's been projected for $28 billion, but everybody sees that as being closer to 40.
Okay.
Because inflation increases deficits.
How does inflation increase deficits?
Well, it increases the costs of the government, fuel for the military services. Pay for civil servants, retirement benefits that must be paid.
Those are all costs that could be, except for the energy costs, that could be predicted in advance of the budget, though.
No, because they never accurately forecast what inflation is.
Yeah.
For example, in the projections in the Social Security were for a 7% inflation.
Oh, well, Social Security, that's...
Yeah, well, that's all part of the budget.
That's clearly one.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you got taxation, so we're all paying
yeah,
more in
that's
taxes.
Right.
So.
That's right. No question about that.
Okay, well, let's
now, what do we do?
All right, what do we do? Let's start with fiscal aid, as long as you brought it up. Yeah. What would you like to see done with that $28 billion deficit?
I think that every attempt must be made to cut that deficit.
By how much?
In this year, starting with the $28 billion, maybe they could cut it $14
billion. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see any likely targets for cuts?
Well, let me get into...
Okay.
Can I just follow this through? Because any of the cuts I mentioned for the future could apply to this year as well.
Okay.
Now, you ask, what would I like to see the fiscal 81 budget cut?
Right.
I'd like to see it put in balance, which is a cut between 22 and 26 billion.
22 and 26 billion?
Yeah, I mean...
Carter's only projecting in his budget, he's only projecting a $16 billion deficit. I assume you think it's going to go higher.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You don't, I assume, want to get any of this balanced by raising taxes, right?
I don't think so. I don't think that would...
So you're going to do it by cutting it?
We'll do it by cutting, and actually you're going to have some selective tax cuts. In order to increase the productivity and make the country more competitive.
All right, if you don't mind, let's do the cuts first.
All right.
All right, the first question I had that would relate to this is, do you want to see, the cuts made equally distributed among defense and social services, social programs, and by social programs I really mean all others.
Yeah.
If you want to make a distinction within that, please do. Or do you want to see it tilted towards one more than the other?
I don't think either one is sacred. I have I voted for a 3% real increase in defense, but not a 5%.
So what do you think?
And this budget has something in the order of 5.
Would you like to see defense cut back to 3?
So minutes? I think that we can clearly look at some of the defense spending, for instance, the MX. At the same time, it's very important to realize
let me just finish this,
Steve. It's very important to realize that defense has consistently declined as a percentage of the budget and as a percentage of gross national product. In other words, defense has come down. In 1970, defense was 40% of the budget. Now it's down to 23%.
Okay.
So it isn't defense that's been swelling the budget over the years. It's been the other programs that have grown at such an incredible rate. So that when one talks about focusing, or that most of the cuts have got to come in non-defense, it's a recognition that this is the area that's had the incredible growth.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you right, I'd just like to make sure I understand this right. You think that you would like to see a cut in defense spending from 5% to 3% real growth?
No, what I'm saying is that I don't think, you asked, do I want to see it in defense or do I want to see it in other areas? That I don't, none of the areas are sacred. And that I think I'm not averse to looking at defense and trying to find things to be cut there as well as in the non-defense.
Mm-hmm.
But the maneuverability in the defense area is more limited because defense has not enjoyed the growth.
All right, so you're not allergic to cutting defense spend, the growth in the defense budget, but the focus has to be on social programs because that's where the most growth has been.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that would lead then to the next question, just the three programs I gave you, and then after that, it's up to you. Give me what you think. What has been frequently brought out, though I don't think the public really understands it, is that an enormous amount of the federal budget, as is evidenced by the incredibly small amount that HEW was able to tell the president was cuttable, an enormous amount of it is fixed into just on an escalating scale, and you'd have to obviously change the law to do something about it. It isn't a question of just what you're going to set the level at. Three that are obviously talked about a lot are Social Security benefits, which are indexed to inflation, federal retirement benefits, and what was the other one?
Veterans
benefits.
Yeah.
So what's your feeling on those?
My feeling is I would not de-index them. But I think that the consumer price index must be carefully looked at to see that if indeed it accurately reflects the cost of living. And as you know, the GAO and the Congressional Budget Office and the OMB have all indicated that the CPI, by including housing, automobiles, so forth, is inflated.
Because they're one-time purchases.
They're one-time purchases. Everybody doesn't go out and buy a new house every year.
Okay.
And I certainly think that if that is so, it should be so adjusted.
So if that is so, the CPI should be changed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to see that done, or are you just not sure?
Well, I think it should be examined to see if indeed it is out of kilter.
Okay. Why would you not want to de-index?
Well, because I'm more interested in having the indexing accurately to reflect what the situation is. People on Social Security, many of them have no other way of living. So that if you cut them below the inflation, you're working a pretty severe hardship.
Okay.
Now let's go back a minute, can we, to a definition. You lump things into defense and non-defense, but under non-defense you seem to say social programs. You know, there's a lot of programs in non-defense that are hardly social programs.
Okay, I'm just doing that generally.
Yeah. But I want you to be aware of water projects and breeder reactors EDA and
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. You give me the list that you want to cut.
Yeah, I will. First, have you finished this one here?
I think so. I think we're done on this part.
Okay, now, where are some areas you can cut? Every area you suggest is going to go off somebody's ox.
Right.
But it's seems to me that this has got to be done. Here are just a series of things. And this isn't all inclusive, and some could be changed. Some could be changed, but these are some of the ones I've looked at. The MX missile.
That's the mobile missile?
Yeah.
Okay.
The mobile, the Clinch River breeder reactor.
Well, Okay, you're talking about cutting them out entirely or cutting them back?
Cutting them back or cutting them out. In the Clinch River, I'd cut it out entirely.
All right, with MX, you're not sure?
Yeah, MX, I think it can be reduced. I've never been for that system. Coast Guard user charges.
Pardon?
Coast Guard user charges. In other words, have the Coast Guard charge.
What are they for?
For the services. Well, I've been pulled off the rocks by the Coast Guard several times, and it seems to me if it was a tow truck, they would have slapped me with a bill. And
okay. When they come to your assistance, you should pay them for that assistance.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And
they don't charge, huh?
No, and also to the shipping, some of the services they provide the shippers, installation of buoys and so forth. The Appalachian Region Commission.
The what?
Appalachian Regional Commission.
What is that there?
Well, that's the thing went through under President Kennedy and to provide this help to so-called Appalachia. But pretty soon everybody got into the act. So Appalachia stretches up into New York State and goes down through way down into Georgia. And they get very substantial sums of money.
The state do?
This commission does. To build roads and do special things. They get about $400 million a year, including, and in that is 230 special for highways for just this area.
All right, let me back up for a second. It sounds, if you've got the numbers, you can help me a lot.
Yeah.
What do you have for the MX budget for 81?
Well, I don't have all this broken down.
All right, well, what do you do? Tell me, all right? Just make it easier.
Well, I mean, I can't do it right now.
No. I mean, if you happen to have it.
Oh, I see.
With the Appalachian way.
No, I think everybody, every area's got to feel the cuts. And these are some of the ones that can be cut more severely.
Okay. What other?
The regional commissions. Originally, these commissions were meant to be to set up poverty-stricken areas. But now we've got one, every part of the United States is in a regional commission, so apparently every area is depressed.
And they all get federal help?
Sure they do. And the New England Regional Commission gives some money to Rhode Island so Rhode Island can have a Washington representative.
You don't think we need one?
Well, if they're going to have one, I don't think the federal government should provide money for the states to come down and lobby the federal government. That makes sense?
It does to me. If I were the governor, I could see why I'd like it done.
Sure. The Corps of Engineers. More user charges for them. Example. When a community wants a study done by the Corps of Engineers, the community should pay a portion of that study.
Say a water study or something?
Sure. Well, damming, flooding.
Okay.
Legal services. Can we have four? Why shouldn't all the bar associations, all the members of the bar, be required to give some time to helping low-income people or poor people?
Well, most of them are in the state legislature, so they probably don't have the time.
Well, traditionally the medical profession gave assistance. Why shouldn't members of the bar?
Right, and right now Uncle Sam pays for...
Sure. EDA.
EDA?
EDA, Economic Development Administration.
Are they still they don't have any more public works.
Sure they do. And they're back for, how many billion?
1.1 billion.
The state share of revenue sharing is going to be under attack.
By you?
No, but it was under attack in the Finance Committee and throughout the Congress.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's a legitimate target?
Well, I think if the states are going to go around cutting taxes, it doesn't make much sense for the federal government that is running deficits and creating inflation to send some of this money out to the states that are cutting taxes. Half the states in that last year cut taxes, and here, and even in Rhode Island, they're proposing distributing $10 bills.
Okay, do you?
Well, it makes it very difficult.
Did Rhode Island have a surplus this year?
Sure, they have a surplus.
Okay, do you want to see this cut out entirely, or
no,
each year, or reduced?
No, I want to. I want to. These are possibilities that I'm outlining. In the Finance Committee the other day, I voted against the 10% cut in the state share of revenue sharing because I wanted to get a better feel of the total needs. But when you find liberals like Ribicoff and Gaylord Nelson both voting to cut the state share of revenue sharing, you know how the wind's blowing.
Okay, you see it's a legitimate target then.
I do, particularly when the states are cutting their taxes.
Okay.
Okay, now those are some of the areas.
All right, let me, I think that's it for my questions. I just had a couple of things have come up, excuse me, which are sort of interesting. The Post, did you see the Post story today?
No.
That Carter and his advisors are going to try to balance the budget, and they've got a package of proposals that would amount to a cut of more than $15 billion. Let me see exactly how the Post puts it. By legislation. Okay. Then they go. They go down some cuts that are being under consideration. They say the labor department would be cut the most, $1.6 billion in various job programs. I guess that's not really a little tough to identify what job programs they're talking about, but it would certainly include CETA. What do you think about that? Cutting $800 million from CETA.
I don't know what the total is in CETA now, but as far as I'm concerned, there's absolutely nothing that's sacred that it is that we don't have the right to look at. This is very, very serious.
Okay, but would you, I'm looking at some notes I got here, and I'm not sure this is based on the Post story or what, but it's got proposed $800 million cut from CETA, which would cut jobs from 450,000 to 380,000.
Well, I don't, and I think that's a good possibility.
Okay. All right,
And let me just say something else, Steve. That this, at the same time we're doing this, we've got to have some cuts that are going to revitalize the industrial competitive position of the country.
Okay, I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to get into the 10-5-3. Finish this laundry list. You know, I'm going to cut through some of it, but I think it's important because this is timely in the sense that here he is talking about a cut of around $15 billion, and I just wanted to see, you know, what you think of it. In addition to CETA, he's talking about summer jobs, cutting out about $430 million. That would be about half the total number, about 500,000.
Yeah.
Does that sound good to you?
Well, don't put it as though it sounds good.
No, no,
I'm jumping up and down in glee.
Would you support that kind of a cut?
I don't want to commit myself to you at this time and what cuts. All I can say is I'm receptive to cuts everywhere. And each of them are going to be painful. But I, in the summer jobs thing, I think that's a strong.
Of course, one-way improvement and railroad track improvement.
Well, I think the highways, of course, is something I've been gunning for right along. I mean, if they, you know, they've got so much money, they don't know what to do with it in those...
What about this railroad track improvement?
That's one of the ones I'm less enthusiastic about, but we're not going to be in the situation where we can always be for the ones that don't hurt us.
Well, that's the point. All right. Okay. Let me look. I'm just going down the list and see if there's any. Well, here's one that you've talked a lot about. Under HEW, cuts in Head Start, Meals on Wheels, and NIH.
Well, I think NIH isn't above a few cuts. They've had tremendous increases over the past few years. I'm not very enthusiastic about that.
But again, isn't that a case of where you've got a large constituency, which is...
I know. But you asked me.
Okay.
You asked me, and I said I'm less enthusiastic about that. It may be in... it is true that it is an expensive program vis-a-vis the cost of having people in the congenial settings, you know, the meals in a social setting that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
What's the official term of that?
Okay, the other one I don't think is Strategic Petroleum Reserve, I guess, would keep you up nights if they cut a billion out of that.
Actually, I don't think they've got any billion in it. So.
No, I don't either. You know, I asked if you wanted it. This is where we get to the thing now, the tax cut business. You don't favor an individual tax cut, but you do favor, I assume what you're talking about is accelerated depreciation, writing off assets.
Yes, in order so that our people can have more jobs.
Increase productivity and encourage more job hiring.
Yeah.
Right?
Now,
I don't know the answer to this, I'm asking.
Steve, just go back in 1 minute. Don't have me down opposed to all individual tax cuts.
That's sort of a crucial question.
I'm
sort of asking, and this pertains to this as well. I mean, if you're talking about a tax cut in fiscal 81, either you're willing to accept the loss in revenue, or you feel that the cut will spur greater, greater income, and so the government's going to get it back.
Yeah.
So, what I guess I'm asking, and then you've got also obviously to deal with the inflationary impact. If you're giving consumers more money to spend, are they going to spend it and further exacerbate inflation? I think it's a fair question.
It is a fair question, and I'm giving you my answer.
Which is
my answer is that I am deeply concerned about the Social Security situation whether we might have some kind of a tax credit for a portion of what the individual pays in Social Security.
And the individual payroll tax.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words,
that would be a credit as opposed to an actual cut, is that what you're saying?
Well, it comes, you get it back. I mean, it's dollars.
Okay.
And,
but you wouldn't favor an across-the-board rebate or
not
tax
at this,
cut? Huh?
Not at this time, no.
Because it would be inflationary?
No, because it it doesn't help us achieve the goals which we must achieve.
Well, that's what I mean. In other words,
the goals we must achieve.
Out of balance.
That's right.
Okay.
The only thing that can divert us the only thing that merits reducing the revenues, which a tax cut is, are steps that will help us to improve our position, that will have a return. That's why, changing the taxation of Americans abroad, we're doing not because we want to give somebody a break, but because it will improve the industrial competitive position of the United States.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, you have been lobbying strongly for a standard deduction for charitable contributions.
That's right.
Now, how is that going to improve our economy?
Well, that gets tougher. That is difficult. And the only answer there is that as a social measure, you want to increase contributions because many of these charitable organizations do activities that otherwise are performed at a greater cost by government.
So you're sticking behind your support for that?
Well, I mean, if we do it, you know, that's something we can phase in, but I think it's the direction we've got to go.
Okay. Well, are you saying then that maybe we should wait a couple of years? You're not as hard about doing it immediately as you were before?
Well, what I'd like to do is phase, if need be, to phase it in. In other words, now, this year, you can... half of it maybe, and next year half, or something.
Well, I may be wrong, but I thought the notion was, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but I thought the idea was to just allow people who are now using the simple form to itemize their deductions for charity.
Yeah, but that's right.
So how could you, I mean,
well, you
either
can,
do or you don't allow it.
No, you could say that this year you could deduct half of what you contributed to charity. See what I mean?
Wow. I would just think if you did that you'd be further highlighting the inequity involved, because then if you use the regular form, you can deduct all.
Well, the theory is it's really not considered an inequity, because under the standard deduction, something's computed in there under the standard amount.
That's what I mean. In other words, are you saying like increase the standard deduction as opposed to, allowing...
No.
Okay.
No,
that wouldn't.
That wouldn't
take half of whatever it is and stick
it
on you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. Now I just want to make sure the ten. We're talking about the other one is the 10-5-3.
Yeah.
So that people can write off their business assets more quickly. That would encourage new machinery and higher productivity.
Yes, that's right. And thus more. Thus, we can compete with the Japanese and the West Germans.
What is that going to mean short term, though, on revenues? Is that going to hurt revenues on the short
term? It is in the short term.
Well, how is that going
to... In other
words, don't you have that double bind again, where you're going to be taking money from the Treasury?
Yeah, that's right, but it's, I think, again, there's part of that that we wouldn't have to go whole hog with that.
And phase that into you?
Yeah, or, you know, forget the 10, just go with the 5. Just go with the...
Okay.
Forget the real estate, just go with the machinery and equipment.
Okay.
Which is really the...
Must be charged, and I believe you were included, not by name, obviously, but when you supported the Roth proposal. You charged that a number of senators, and I believe you were one of them who did do this, voted for a $350 million increase in veterans... a veterans program. And he saw this as mildly hypocritical. That is, and he didn't obviously was addressing you in particular.
No, I
the
think
idea that,
no.
You know, I think what he was getting at, which is the question I'd like to leave you with for a response, is you said in the beginning it's not enough to just say you want to cut the budget. You've got to do it. Do you, as a politician and as a senator, feel that you can satisfy your constituents and at the same time, you know, take the kind of heat you're going to probably have to take if anything's going to be done down here. Because to the same degree that you want to preserve some of your programs that are of importance to Rhode Island, I'm sure that the Western Senator wants to keep their water projects, and
Tennessee
wants to keep the breeder, and wants to keep that. So am I not right in assuming that if this is going to get anywhere, it's going to have to start at home where people are going to
be here? No, I think it's going to require a very careful explanation.
Is it also going to require self-sacrifice, though, by each constituent, by the state? That is where each politician is going to have to say, I guess, finally, I really do like this program, but sorry, you know. Or do you think you can protect all the programs that
I don't think I can. No, I don't.
At the same time, get this.
No, I don't think I can. I can, obviously, I can't go into this protecting every program at home and only having it coming out of somebody else's hide.
Then I guess the other question is, looking at it from the perspective of some Northeasterners, what do you do about a guy like Russell Long, who seems to get everything he wants for his state, and now he can turn around and talk about how we got to cut the budget?
Well, I don't know. I got enough problems worrying about what we're dealing with. I just think this thing can be worked out so that everybody feels the pinch. Every state gives up something. And the answer is there's no alternative. We cannot continue going along the way we are.
Do you think do you really think Congress is going to do it? I guess that's what
I do. I do.
I want to thank you very much. I know it's a real pain in the neck to go looking through budget outlays and coming up with substantive targets. And
no one wants to be specific.
I know that.
I notice you're asking the other people the same thing.
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. I was initially intrigued because you had signed this thing, and that's what got me off on this. Then, of course, it became a big deal with Carter. And in both ways, though, I decided if it's going to be done, it's not fair to have Senator Chafee saying, yes, I'll accept this and that and the other thing, and then let the others get off with a general statement. But I will admit to you that St. Germain has already come in with what I consider less than
specific.
But a specific response. But all I can tell you, and if it's any solace, is that's going to be duly noted.
That'll be duly noted. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I see this as a part of the situation.
Sure.
That's what makes a story. It's very, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And if we're not, we're not. And, I personally think, unless you disagree, that the time has passed for, general, contentions. Yeah, we got to do something about the budget, and then go off to every hearing and see every individual senator in Congress and plugging his, pet program and, trying to get a...
Muskie talked about, mentioned two things. He mentioned a Social Security vote, and he mentioned that a veterans vote. Now, on the veterans vote, that's true. We're talking about the educational benefits, which hadn't been changed in 3 years. This is the GI Bill stuff. And and of course the inflation's going up 30%. This was a 15% increase. So I did vote for that. The other thing...
It hadn't changed in what, 3 years?
Yeah. But the other thing that Muskie talked about was an effort to hold down the outflow under Social Security. And so we get to the floor, and what's Birch Bayh do? But comes in with an amendment that you don't have to wait 5 months to collect disability under Social Security. If you get two doctors that say you've got an illness that'll be terminal in a year or less.
You know where he's coming from.
Yeah. And who wants to vote to hurt somebody with cancer.
Yeah, well.
And what was it? 70 to 28. And I was one of the 28 that voted no.
Wouldn't you agree, though, and I'm not pitting you against Muskie at all, it just seems like of all the people, Muskie really does have the right more than many
others. I guess he's 23.
He's gold in Congress because he's... so many occasions he's gotten up there and voted like with 10 other senators, most of them radical conservatives who really aren't even voting against the thing for the reason that he is.
Yeah, that's right.
And saying, look, I really like this program. As a matter of fact, I was the author of this program.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's going to be out right tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow, Ed.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no question that no one's more entitled to school than Muskie, and I hope he's going to get some converts.
Yeah, well, I think, obviously, the sentiment's there if they all mean what they say. You know, that's why I think it's a good time to do this story. But what I'm talking, as far as you're concerned, it's fair enough to ask me, look, I hope you're going to do this to everybody, not just ask me. And what I'm saying in response is, yes, I am. Obviously, I can't control, you know, to the degree to which they respond. They're all getting the same exact questions. That's all I can tell you. And they've all had the same amount of time to respond. And my only control over this situation, and I want to make it clear, it's not to punish anyone.
No.
But I think part of the story is if I'm getting general answers, then that in itself is an indication of what's going on.
And then you
know, that there's a lot of talk, but less particular specific thought. You know, coming from one camp or another. So
and
that's
then
really the only way that.
Yeah.
It reflects itself, but I think it is, as I said, a part of the news story.
And I think you can point out that Powell fell in the category of voting for both of those increases.
Okay, well, I would be talking to... I didn't even notice the Social Security one. The thing that jumped out at me was the veterans.
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
okay, take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right, bye-bye.
Take care.